This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
All right, time for a little Your Guess Is As Good As Mine. It's an easy game to play. We get a contestant in line. You pick from one of two categories and try to get as many right in said category before three strikes and you're out. Steve, who is our contestant? Ready to play Your Guess Is As Good As Mine.
Hello, Robert. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, fellas.
Hola.
Robert, welcome to the show. And your guess is as good as mine. Do you know how the game is played?
I do.
Okay. Your two categories, Robert. We have the 10 best soft drinks of all times, as voted on by people on the internets, and just released today, the healthiest cities in the United States. So where do you want to go, soda or health?
Let's go health.
You want to go with the top 10 healthiest cities in the U.S. Now,
I got to pick off 10 of them?
There are 10. I think you can do this. The least healthy, by the way, Brownsville, Texas, Gulfport, Mississippi, Laredo, Texas, Columbus, Georgia, Shreveport, Louisiana, the two major cities that are the least healthy, that would be Detroit and Memphis. So they base these rankings on 41 factors, including overall physical health, mental health, the cost of health care and quality, nutrition, including fruit and vegetable consumption, fitness levels, and parks, trails, and bike paths. So, Robert, as you know, you try to get as many right in the category before three strikes and you're out. So what are you thinking here on healthy cities?
The healthiest city, I think, is going to be San Diego, baby.
San Diego. Number four on the list.
All right.
Yeah.
Very good. Good start. There are a number of them on the West Coast.
Okay. So my next guest, fellas, is going to be Phoenix, Arizona.
Phoenix, Arizona. Let's look at the list. Oh, there it is at number eight. All right. Congratulations.
Yeah, baby.
You're two for two.
All right. Okay. So my next one is going to be West Coast. I'm going to go Compton, California.
Not really a major city in this instance.
Oh, okay.
So think of the area in.
It's in L.A.
Yeah, just... It's like saying, I'm going to go with Magnolia, Washington.
Oh, gosh. Let's see. So is there some on the East Coast also?
There is one.
Oh, let's go. Where are you guys are from? Baltimore, right?
That ain't it.
Baltimore.
Do not pick Baltimore.
No.
Do not do that.
I would go with either, like, say, like Seattle.
Portland.
Portland or even
LA. I'm going to say on the West Coast.
Well, like Miles said, there's only one East Coast city.
And we know where it's not, which is Baltimore. Maybe D.C.,
because
you do a lot of walking.
Correct.
Oh, and they have trails and parks. New York City. Not on the list.
Oh!
But yeah. They do walk a lot, so you got to give them that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, so I'm going to stay on the West Coast now. Let's go Seattle, Washington.
Let's do that for number three.
Seattle is the third healthiest
U.S. city.
Woo! Okay.
Based on dog walking alone.
Yeah, let's stay on the West Coast. Let's go, is it on the coast? Or, like, is there anything in the Midwest?
No, there is some stuff that would be considered mountain time zone.
I mean, I feel like Colorado does well. It's just, is it a question of, is it Denver or Boulder?
Denver.
A major city.
It ain't Denver. I promise you that. So let's go Boulder, Colorado.
Major cities.
I would go
like
Denver, bro.
Queen Anne, Washington.
Oh, Denver.
Denver is number six.
I can't believe that.
What's your beef? All right, forget it.
I've been there. I was in Colorado Springs. I'm sorry, I was in Colorado Springs.
Okay. All right, fair enough. All right, Robert, so far you've gotten four out of the ten.
So let's go Redmond, Oregon.
Major city. So I would go Portland if you're in Oregon.
Think of a town that has more than 10,000 people in it.
Okay, so let's go Portland.
Portland, Oregon. There we go at number six. Or five, I'm sorry.
Yeah, baby!
Okay.
So where am I set? Where am I at? I got one strike?
You have one strike against you, correct. So far you've gotten Phoenix, Arizona, Portland, Oregon, San Diego, Seattle, and Denver.
Ooh, not bad.
You were dancing around one of the cities earlier, Robert, but you named us essentially a
Los
suburb.
Los Angeles.
Okay,
Los
there
Angeles.
You go. Number.
Yeah, baby.
Number 10 on the list.
Yeah. All right. So I'm looking good. I only got one strike.
Yes, that is correct.
East Coast. I'm going to say. Orlando, Florida.
That's not a bad guess, but not on the list.
I'm with you. It's either got to be D.C. or Boston.
Yeah, yeah.
I got two strikes. I want to see how many I got right already.
You have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 out of the 10. So there's four cities that remain. One is on the West Coast. One is on an island. One is the nation's capital. One has a lot of Mormons.
One is on an island. Utah. So where is that?
Salt Lake City.
All right,
Salt Lake City, Utah.
That's number 8.
Okay. Yeah, baby.
All right, baby.
All right.
So you got 3 left.
Oh God, I got 2 strikes. Okay, so let's go.
Honolulu? Is that on an island? I would think Honolulu.
I was gonna say Honolulu. I was just up there with my son not too long ago. Waikiki, Honolulu.
Number 2.
Yeah, baby!
Miles gave you a hint. He said one is the nation's capital. So I would say Washington, D.C.
Washington, D.C.
Let's do that one, too. Okay.
Baby!
You just need number 1, baby.
Oh, God.
Is there a last clue with number 1?
It's West Coast all the way.
It's West Coast all the way.
All the way.
San Fran, baby?
Let me ask you this. Is it in California, Washington, or Oregon?
It is in California.
Oh, God.
You already said Los Angeles.
I'm wondering.
You already said San Diego.
How's about we'll go with Bob Barker? We'll go to Burbank, California.
I'm not giving it to you.
I mean,
I'm not. I'm not going to ask because I didn't want his answer.
How he got from Compton to Redmond, Oregon, and then Burbank,
San Francisco. I only know because he said it's in. Okay, to this guy's credit. His enthusiasm
through the roof. Awesome.
People love this guy.
Yeah, me too. I do too. Okay, number 1.
Like, before you get into it, it's going to kill me for the rest of the week. Like, why Compton? And why do you think people in Compton are super fit?
Of all the places around
LA. One of the things I know about Compton, the first thing that comes to mind isn't like people out jogging.
Minus NWA.
Yeah, Compton.
Number 1, San Francisco. Number 2, Honolulu. 3 is Seattle. 4, San Diego. 5, Washington, D.C. 6 is Portland, Oregon. Denver, Colorado, 7. Salt Lake is 8. Phoenix, 9. And Los Angeles, or Compton, is number 10. Coming up, we'll drink a toast with a shot of the day. You are listening to The Men's Room.